Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Today on You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein, we are talking about buying while the economy is uncertain. Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Buying a Home with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you are tuning in for the first time, my name is Silas Lindenstein. I am a real estate agent with Skyline Properties out here in the Seattle, Washington area. But hey, if you're not in Seattle, this podcast is still for you. This podcast is all about empowering and educating home buyers wherever you are across the nation. I do use some different terms in Washington State than you might in yours, but you're real estate professional can help you sort those out. But pretty much buying a house is buying a house wherever you are. And we've got, you know, the process is pretty much the same with a few exceptions. So you can learn everything you need to listening to this podcast. In fact, if you just want the step-by-step on buying a home, the first 10 episodes of this podcast, episode number 1 through 10, are a step-by-step process of that. And furthermore, if you would like this in writing, if you would like to read this and not just an audio version of it, I do have a guidebook, an ebook, you might say. It's called The Ultimate Guide for Buying a Home, and it's something I send out to listeners. If they just send me an email, they will email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com, and then you just ask for, hey, can I get a copy of that of your ebook, Silas, for buying a home? And by the way, Silas, this is where I am from. If you could please tell me, that's what I just asked you to do. Tell me where you're from. And I'm trying to track where these are going out to, basically. And then also, hey, let's say you're in the Seattle area and you're looking to buy a home. Of course, I can help you. I'm a real estate expert in this area. But if you are out of town, if you are in another city other where I am, I have an entire network of referral agents that I refer to people, whether you are in Tucson, Arizona, or if you are in Orlando, Florida. I've got people all over the place. And sometimes if I don't have somebody, you, the listener, are a great reason for me to I go out and find a couple good agents out there. And I interview them. I make sure they're good, and then I connect you, and then everything's wonderful. Okay, so that's what I do. That's what I do. But here we are, episode number 22, titling it "Go Ahead or Wait: Buying While the Economy is Uncertain." That's what we're doing. I'll tell you, it's been a couple weeks since my last episode, and I've been wanting to publish something, but honestly, I've been wanting to see what's happening, because I did want to talk about this topic. I did want to cover this topic because the economy, you know, there was no doubting that we're seeing changes in the stock market, corrections, that was, you would say. And then it's a global pandemic, right? Everyone's on lockdown now. I'm in Washington State. We're completely locked down. Actually, if you're in Washington looking to buy or sell a home, I can't take you to one. If you want to buy one sight unseen, we can do that with no inspection, but we're locked down for a couple weeks here. So right now it's just about the educating and learning, right? That's all we can do. And I'm working with a couple people right now, and the question we are talking about, okay, is it the right time to buy now? So what's going to happen? And of course, you know, I have theories, other people have theories, and if we were 100% correct, none of us would be doing real estate. We'd own everything and we'd be rich. We'd be one percenters. I don't know. But here's the thing. Now, despite the economy taking a, despite the not the economy, but the Dow Jones, despite the stocks just taking a kick down south, right? People are still buying. Not just in Seattle. I know I got an agent friend in St. Louis. They're still buying there. Because here's the thing. If for so long, we have had shortage of inventory in most major cities, right? Especially if you're looking down in the lower range, and that's the sub 500. Some places, listen to me, you're like, oh, that's a huge house, but Seattle, that's not that big. But anyway, under 500 has been a struggle for inventory anyway. So you still have homes, even as the stock market's going down, people aren't sure. People have a different attitude. Some are like, you know what? I'm gainfully employed right now. So we need a bigger house regardless. So we're gonna go ahead and buy one. We're not planning on moving. You know, some of the qualifications that I say early on, and I've said in those first 10 episodes about whether you are ready or not to buy a home, those are the same things that you have in place when you're trying to decide whether to buy a home in the current economy or not. Like, one of my clients was like, well, I don't know if I should wait because the prices might get a lot lower. The data wasn't saying that when you have like 50 homes going on the market and 39 are under contract within 5 days. No, it didn't matter what the stock market was doing. Because you got to remember, real estate is very macro. It's not just macro in regions by region, you know, by Seattle area in general. It can be in the neighborhoods. So you really have to look at that neighborhood that you're looking to buy in and see if it's going up or down. Now, of course, now I can't say anything that I want my content to be evergreen here, right? So it lasts forever. But, you know, during obviously stuff's going to move a lot slower for the next 2 weeks while we're in a lockdown here. But out of a lockdown, the economy is going to go up and down, right? So real estate is always about timing and your place in life. I am not leaving Seattle, Washington. I will be here. I will be here for years and years and decades and decades. So me buying a home, if it's my primary residence, it doesn't, if I can support the minimum mortgage payment, you know, if I can support the mortgage payment, that's what I'm mostly interested in. Whether I'm not, because I know if I'm going to sell this house in 20 years, I know it's going to be up from what it is now. That's just how it works. You can look back at everything else from 20 years ago. I know it's going to be worth more. It's when you're in a situation where you think you could move in the next couple of years, right? I got a neighbor who's moving to California. They bought a house and then he just had a, they had recently gotten married. They're an older couple and they just didn't really talk about the fact of what they're going to do if like one of them passed away. And one of them said, oh, well, I would actually just, I'm not going to stay here. I'd move to California. And they're like, well, then why don't we just move to California? So they just bought a house 2 years ago and trying to sell. Bad timing for them. Yeah. Well, is it going to, will they get their money back? We don't know. They bought at the height of the market and maybe they'll break even. I really don't know. But they'll be fine. They've got other stuff. Don't worry about them. My neighbors are going to be fine. But here's the, it's great. It is a crazy, it's a crazy time, but I needed, well, I'm around my house. I got to talk to you anyway. But what you need to look at and decide if you're on the fence right now about should I buy or should I not, just here's a couple things to think about, right? You always need a place to live. So regardless, that's why homes still sold in the Great Recession, by the way. They were, you know, maybe they weren't going as active, but people still need to move. So homes still sold. You still need a place to live. Do you have enough room in where you are? Do you need three bedrooms because your family's growing, or you need now a bunch of people are working from home and realizing, hey, do I ever need to go back to the office even as things cool down? Can't I just work here? You know, that's why Costco's all out of office chairs and monitors, because people went down there to buy them because they're setting up home offices. They might decide they permanently want one. So now they need a bigger house too, right? So that could happen. Interest rates are still historically low. They were like the lowest ever a couple of weeks ago, which is ridiculous. But now they're still, you know, they went up a little bit, but they're still historically low. So it's still a good time to buy on that. But then you got to look at, you know, you got to look at your job. Is it a secure job? My wife is a medical assistant at a major hospital in the oncology department. I wish her job was insecure, but unfortunately, we know people are going to continue to get cancer. And they're going to get sick, and they need people to take care of her, to take care of them. So her job is, you know, secure. She's good at what she does. So she's not going anywhere. And I think you need to look at that. What, I'm closing on a house right now with somebody. We're closing a condo in the middle of this. And he's not worried at all about his job. It's like, no. What I do, they're funded. And what they have, what they're going to do is really marketable and it sells. So he's not worried at all. So that's what you need to do. So you need to look at your job, you know, like, yeah, if you're a server or manage a restaurant, it's not a good time right now. Right. You know, take a look at your savings and your job right now, where, what it's at. You got to make sure it's still gonna, you know, look out for yourself. Homes are wonderful, but if you got to ultimately take care of yourself and do what's best. I'm so glad I'm not renting right now. I'll tell you that. I like being on my own spot. I don't have to worry. I have to worry about my mortgage. And even right now, you can see what happens in a crisis. Like if I suddenly dried up an income, hopefully, you know, the lender's going to likely work with me because of the pandemic that caused it. And I think it's a good time to see that, you know, because the whole country can't foreclose. It would be a disaster. So lenders are going to work with people on this. And I'm putting this out here on the internet. So hopefully I'm right, or I said it on the internet completely wrong, but I really do think they're going to work with you to make sure, just to get caught up, you know, and that's worst case scenario. Best case scenario, I have lined up some listings for as soon as everything's over, and we put it on the market right away. You know, and that's, and my other clients go ahead and buy as soon as they can get out of quarantine, right? So, yeah, I think it's looking at your path and continuing on. And I think if you're listening to this podcast, you're on episode 22. I'm not sure you'd be listening to the podcast if you thought there was no way you could buy a home, right? So I'm guessing you are somewhere in your life that you think you're feeling good about your job and you want to go there. And you're just maybe a little unsteady about, like, oh, should we wait? A good deal is a good deal. Just because this is happening does not mean your market's going to crash. I will say there's probably some out there that will. There probably will be markets that have trouble. But really look at, you know, there's some math here. There's a lot of math involved, but look, if you're looking at the affected people of this, whether people end up needing to sell for other reasons to move in together or something, we'll see. But I don't actually see a lot of this opening up a lot of inventory as it is, which is basically usually what causes it to be a buyer's market when there's just too much inventory. And I don't suspect that will happen if we stay on the course that we are. And that's it. So this is my message to you. This is it. it's a short podcast. I'm telling you, stay the course. If you're planning to be in your area 5 years or longer, it's be comfortable. Be comfortable in the price. Yes, even if it went down, it's going to come back up. Okay. Look at yourself, look at your job, stay steady. And if anything now, hopefully this will never happen again in our lifetime. But let me tell you, I am so glad I got a big yard. I am so glad I got three kids. That backyard has turned out to be wonderful. So, yeah, maybe I think people will be looking at their homes a lot different. Like, is this, there's a joke meme going around. Is this a home you can see yourself quarantined in? Is it? You know, I'm really going to be thinking that now when I'm in a place like, this is small. I don't think I want this. What if there's a quarantine? Look at houses a little different and what you can do. Anyway, that's the program. We're gonna call it good there. Thank you so much for listening. If you are enjoying this podcast, I would really appreciate a review on iTunes. That'd be wonderful. Really helps spread the word about this podcast and help other people make that transition from renter to buyer. And again, if you're in the Seattle area, please text me 206-351-9230 or email me at silas@silasgetsreal.com. I would love to help you find a house anywhere in the Seattle area, all up to Marysville to Kent, Auburn. I've sold all over the place. I'm all over the place, yo. That's what I do. So go ahead and message me if you want, or if you want that guidebook, please send me a message at silas@silasgetsreal.com and I'll send that guidebook over to you. Thank you so much. And hey, we're gonna get through this all together. Happy house shopping.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.